What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. You know what? If I'm just being honest, this is going to be a full show. Me and Ciroc have not talked in a while because it's kind of hard to get Ciroc's attention anymore.
No, that is not true. It's just I'm not a phone talker.
Let me ask you.
I'm a texter.
Coming up, we're going to an NFL football game together on the 10th.
Miami?
Like, do I have to worry about, like, you standing me up?
Well, you got a ticket, so not really.
Like, you know I mean? Don't want to go to the game with nobody else, like, sitting next to me.
That's
like, seriously.
That's the best way to go sometimes.
All right, well, you
ever been to movies
by
yourself?
Oh, I go
all the time.
I go to the movies all the time by
myself.
That's
where I just came from, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I did. And I used to feel like, you know, like, when things were really, really bad in my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would go to the movies by myself.
That's
like,
the best
I
way
would
go.
I would say, like, you know, because my wife, like, she worked all the way in Volusia County because she worked for NASCAR. Like,
what did she do?
Racing. She worked in timing and scoring. Like, she was a part of the technology side. No, the ones joke. Like, they put these little transponders on the car.
Okay.
So, like, they can tell, you know, like when you watch, I know you probably have never watched a NASCAR race in your life.
I've watched Formula One, pretty much same thing.
Okay. All right. So Formula One, you know, like when you see the race and you see like how many seconds behind people are from each other, that's basically what they were in control of like keeping count of like.
How did she get that job? How do you get that job?
Because
like,
you
like,
be
I feel
honest,
like you have to intern
she had
for NASCAR
no, she
to
had,
get that
no,
job.
No, she had never worked in NASCAR in her life. You want me to be honest? This is what really, really pisses me off is that, like, I had all the connections. You got to remember, I grew up in Volusia County and Daytona International Speedway, which is owned by ISC, which is also the same company that owns NASCAR. Did you know this? That NASCAR is the only sport in the United States that one family owns? That somebody
what?
Actually owns?
I didn't know
no,
that.
Think, no, because, all right, so look at the NBA, NFL, baseball, all MLS.
Right, they
it's
all
a
have
group,
separate owners and
it's
a commissioner
a group
and whatnot.
Of owners, you got a commissioner. Guess what? The France family owns NASCAR. Like
so,
they
so basically you're just watching some family's hobby.
Yes.
Every
no,
Sunday.
I know like it could get me a lot of blowback being in Volusia County. I'm being dead serious. Like I'll give you an example. The guy Brian France that was in charge of NASCAR for the longest time. Let's say he liked to party a lot.
Okay.
And when
we talking party, we talking bathroom party.
I'm talking party.
Both.
Like liquid and other forms of substances. Okay.
Gotcha. So chemist, basically a science party.
Yeah. He's like Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Gotcha.
Like he's just trying to mix everything together. And like there were stories of like certain municipalities would pull him over and they would just basically say, get in the back of the car. Not like they would put the cuffs on him. It would just be
don't
like
him
get in the back
home.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Well, I mean. I see that. I guess that's cool, right? I mean, that's,
but think
that's
about
the privilege,
this,
though,
but
of owning a NASCAR.
No, But think about this. Volusia County is a, like, if it was not for that racetrack being in Volusia County, Volusia County would be nothing.
And that's the Daytona 500, right?
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, there's debates going back and forth what the most, like, famous racetrack in the world is.
Mm.
And they say it's either the Daytona International Speedway. Or the Brickyard up in Indianapolis.
Wait a minute. So it's out of the two NASCAR,
No, that's an IndyCar track.
I'd probably say Daytona, man. I feel like I don't even watch NASCAR in, you know, even growing up in Michigan, like, you knew what that was versus the other one.
Well, I mean, Michigan being the manufacturing company in the world, did you, you know, growing up in Michigan, did you ever watch the movie Ford versus Ferrari?
Nah, I didn't watch that. Well, first of all, it just came out like 2 years ago.
Or about 3 years ago. Yeah,
I've been here for 11. And nah,
okay,
I didn't watch
but
it.
But what I'm trying to say though is that Henry Ford Jr.
Mm-hmm.
up in Michigan, you know, like a lot of people don't realize this, that the Ford family
mm-hmm.
during World War II, instead of you know, they were going through the Great Depression for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And when the war ended up happening, you know what, Ford, they stopped making cars. You know what they did? They turned their assembly line, making tanks, making bombers.
That's what you have to do, though. I mean, like, you know, you have the material, the space, the warehouse. I mean, it's a war going on. If you lose the war, the country's pretty much fucked, you know? So it's.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Henry Ford was the inventor of the assembly line.
But isn't that crazy though? To like you really don't think about like their accomplishments. Now I don't know how they got the money or what they, you know, like who knows how far back it goes. But you know, to be like you said, the inventor of what we literally can't live without today.
No, but I mean, back in the day, it would be like, all right, one guy would create a whole car, but mm-hmm. Henry Ford was like, no, we're gonna create an assembly line. Where one person is in charge of, you know, putting the brakes on the car. one guy is in charge of putting the windshields on. Steering wheel.
What happens if, like, the tire guy doesn't show up to work or he's, like, hungover?
Well,
you just get, like, you get a sled at the edge. Like, what the fuck?
Well, then somebody else was always waiting because during the Great Depression, everybody was, like, waiting outside the gate. So somebody, like, do you realize, like, during the Great Depression up in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Like when they were building the Empire State Buildings and stuff, that people would wait outside the construction gates.
Oh, don't tell me for people to fall and die.
Fall. Yeah. Like when somebody fell and died, they were
this is not funny,
like,
but
they would
know.
Almost be cheering. They would be like, yeah,
I know you guys.
Yeah.
You go to HR, like, I know you guys are hired. I literally know you guys are hired.
I just saw that guy fall from the top of the Empire State Building. Guess what?
Jesus.
And then they would just pick somebody. But
what a terrifying job, though. Like, you know, like they didn't really have the top-notch safety.
Worker, though.
I know, but fuck. I mean, sorry, I don't mean to stop.
Have you ever seen that picture of the guys taking their lunch break?
Yeah, like, in the sandwich on the beam.
Yeah, and they got those like you want me to be honest? Hey, did you ever watch the show American Pickers where like the guys go out and they'd like try to find old shit?
Yeah. I watched the episode.
Okay, but like could you imagine like one of those like old lunch pails would have been
worth like
today?
Like
I mean, yeah, like those weren't any of those cheap plastic like lunch
was
boxes that we would I mean it was straight up steel, like I mean it was
weigh like 10 pounds.
Yeah, it was like I mean it weighed 10
you got
pounds
bricks in there
you
got bricks in there like nah
and
just
you
a
had
sandwich.
two pieces of crusty ass bread.
I know, right?
Well,
my wife made this for me, be proud too.
Government. Now let me ask you, like everybody makes jokes, like did you like everybody talks about government cheese, like
I never had it. Well, I don't know, I might have had it and not known.
That's white trash. Like, and everybody thinks, like, you know, everybody talks about, like, government cheese is like a black guy thing or a black.
Is it just terrible cheese? It's just poorly made.
Oh, it will, like, if you have diarrhea, just eat a piece of government cheese and it's like taking Imodium. Like, I'm being dead serious.
It's just a level above what you would give, like, to catch a mouse or something.
Yeah, it will lock you the F up. Like I'm telling you, it will lock your bowels up, like
you
you're
used to eat
like
it?
A painful. Yeah, we got government cheese.
I mean, like, how do you feel about like grilled cheese today? Is it like terrifying for you?
Oh no, government cheese was great if you melted that stuff down, like you know, and then
process.
Like everybody wonders why like so many people have died in the United States from COVID, and I'm like, yeah, it's because. The food
cheese.
That they give poor people or you know, it's cheaper to just go to McDonald's or Wendy's and like, eat off the 99
like
cent.
You can't even melt it. Like, you ever see like the glass blowers when they put the
Yeah.
That's how you gotta melt the cheese.
You just form it. You blow into it.
Oh,
It's like one of those like new forms of matter. You know, like you have gas, you have liquid, and then you have frozen solid like hardness.
Hey, I know, right?
Like
if you look
the government
the periodic table of elements.
Government cheese was another form of matter. It really, really was. Yeah, if I'm just being honest.
I mean, I might have had it. I don't know. But you know me. My shits are shits regardless of what I eat. So I wouldn't be able to probably differentiate.
Oh, it's all the protein. Do you take probiotics at all or no?
Not really. My girl does. But I don't know. Like, I don't really see I'm not the type of guy. I don't know about you, but are you the guy that goes and gets regular checkups?
African Americans are known for having
health
colon cancer, bowel cancer.
Why is that?
Because of all the process No, I'm not trying to make I'm being serious. Like, I'm not trying to make jokes.
Serious face.
I'm not like, you can make all the jokes you want.
America has treated the people of color just like crayons.
It's all about it's more of a class issue, if I'm being honest.
Well, okay, so then you would be assuming that I personally would be suffering from
what is cheaper, to eat cheap and bad food or eat organic food that is healthy for you?
But
that shit's way more expensive.
Which is kind of fucked up, but it makes sense though, you know.
And why do you think we have more deaths because of the coronavirus than any other country in the world? Because
we're the most unhealthiest country in the world, which is.
I'm from Michigan. It's the most unhealthiest food in the world.
We eat government cheese. We also get government bread, which is, I'm pretty sure, has gluten in it. And we got the highest rates of colon cancer on this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah, it's all those junior cheeseburgers we get from Wendy's.
I fucking hate Wendy's.
Shut the fuck up on that one. Like,
Chick-fil-A.
I created a sandwich. I have two creations of my own. And if McDonald's or Wendy's listened to me, it would make them billions of dollars. Okay.
I'm sure they need more money. What's your sandwich? Let's hear it. I'm not being biased either.
This is my order at Wendy's, okay? I get one junior bacon cheeseburger, like when I'm wanting to cheat, okay? I get a junior bacon cheeseburger, okay?
Okay, which is half a real cheeseburger. It's tiny as hell. Okay.
It's tiny, but I remove the tomato and lettuce, leave the mayonnaise on it, leave the bacon on it.
Okay.
Then I get a four-piece chicken nugget, okay?
Okay.
I put three chicken nuggets on the burger with the bacon and the burger, okay?
Wait, then, rewind. You put three chicken nuggets?
Yeah,
on the burger with the bacon.
And the beef.
Are these chopped in half chicken nuggets, or you just put them whole?
Whole, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so, and then I put their barbecue sauce on top of it, and I smash it down as much as I can. Okay.
So no veggies at all on this.
No veggies at all. But think about this, okay? You're getting all the meat groups except fish.
Okay.
But you're getting chicken.
Yep.
Pork and beef.
Yep.
On a bun. I think that is the perfect fast food meal.
Let me ask you this. Does it work the same for McDonald's?
All right, so now do you want to know my order at McDonald's?
I mean, I'm trying to think. Do they even have bacon? Yeah, they do have a BLT.
Yeah,
McDonald's.
They do, but this is completely opposite of anything you're going to think what I'm going for. Okay?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get a pen and paper. Okay, go ahead.
I go with the quarter pounder with cheese, no onions.
No, yeah. It's great. First time out.
Because I don't like the onions. I don't like the onions on McDonald's because
they're terrible.
They slice them up in a small little.
They're like pieces. Little like.
I hate them. I hate the textured, onions at McDonald's.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Continue.
All right. So what I do is I get a quarter pounder with cheese meal. Okay.
No onions.
No onions, and I keep the pickles. Okay. So then I get a 5-piece chicken nugget because that's all they order at McDonald's. All right. Okay. But the reason I get the chicken nuggets is because McDonald's became so cheap, they would not give you the sweet and sour sauce that
what?
You want unless you got nugget. Okay.
Well, they would just charge you for it, though, right? If you asked for it.
Yeah, they would. They would just charge you for it if right. they wanted to. But I would get the nuggets anyways because I would bring them home and give them to my mom or whatever, or my dad. And
they're great. They're great, like party food, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, have you ever noticed how quickly and how bad
they go
the
bad.
McDonald's French fries go bad? Like, they're good hot. Like, they're the best fries out of all the fries.
Yeah,
but
that's the whole point. They're good
they
hot.
They go bad quick.
Yeah, you got to eat them quick, though. That's the best part
so,
about them.
So this is what I do. I open up the quarter pounder with cheese, no okay. onions, pickles.
Okay.
And then I put fries. So I will perfectly line fries up side by side. I usually try to do two rows. You see what I'm saying? I go fry, 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 fry to cover up the whole bun. And then I go opposite direction. So I kind of like, you know, checkerboard them. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. So you
then
get creative
take,
with this, is what
yeah,
you're saying. Okay.
Then I take the sweet and sour sauce that you get for the nuggets and put that on top of the fries, put the top of the bun back on, smash it, and
oh,
that's
shit.
How that is how I eat my quarter pounder with cheese, French fries
what do
with
you,
sweet and
if
sour
you,
sauce.
If you could
on
give these
of.
Burgers a name, what would you name them?
Well, the Wendy's is definitely the gangbang.
The gangbang?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say,
because,
you can't be a McMeaty, though, because that's okay.
No, because I mean, I know McDonald's has a McGangbang on
okay.
their order where you can get the filet of fish with the hamburger patty plus bacon and the chicken.
I think you should have went with instead of the gangbang, since we're talking violence, should have went with the vegan killer.
No, the vegan killer. Because, vegan killer. I mean, at Wendy's, you look at it. You're getting pork, you're getting chicken, and you're getting beef. Oh, well, I mean, so-called beef, chicken, and pork.
Do they have fish at Wendy's or no?
I think they do, yeah.
You
got to
throw
do.
Some fish on there and just go for the, you know, go for it all.
Have you ever gone with the bacon? I know we talked about this last time. The Baconator?
Nah, I'm not a big fan of, like, bacon. You're gonna hate me for this, but I'm not a big fan of bacon on burgers.
That's because you're Muslim.
Yeah. I'm for real. You didn't know that?
No, I mean, I have no problem.
Boom,
with
half
it.
Your listeners just dropped. I'm just
no.
just kidding.
What did they say to you? Assalamu
alaikum, brother.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just say
yeah.
Salam.
I know we're probably all gonna get our beheaded now.
No, we're not
because
we
got it wrong. But what I'm saying though, I mean, but how do you, will you do me a favor, please?
What's up?
For my YouTube channel, will you
mm-hmm.
record yourself trying a
Ooh.
Quarter pounder with fries plus sweet and sour sauce on top of it?
Yes.
But my YouTube channel.
Yes, but I think we should do it before the game, like that day.
What for what game? Like the Alabama
game? No, for the Miami game.
Oh, okay. So we do it when I come there. So we
exactly.
Can,
so
like,
then
I can interview.
When you come there, I'm gonna have my own
there
special
is a
sandwich
McDonald's,
put together.
Yeah, there is a McDonald's. All right, you create your sandwich, and I'll create mine.
Okay,
I've
but first, what's a? I gotta know, like, what don't you like? So no onions, no.
No, listen. You can pick out whatever you want to, and I'll try it.
All
like,
right, no allergies,
I
right? You good?
No, no allergies. I'm good. No, but I'm being dead ass.
I like the second.
I think
the first one better. I like your Wendy's better.
Wendy's? Do you want to do Wendy's? Like,
I
mean,
Wendy's.
Okay, so then we do Wendy's, but you got to pick something off of the Wendy's menu, because I don't want to go to like two different places. So like, if you would prefer Wendy's,
okay. Yeah, let's do then, Wendy's. Let's do Wendy's.
Then you pick a combo off of the Wendy's menu.
Wait, who has more options, Wendy's creation? Or McDonald's?
I would say McDonald's.
Let's go to McDonald's then. Let's go McDonald's. More flexibility.
And I don't really care. Like, you know, some people like to dip their fries in the Frosties at Wendy's and stuff.
Oh, that shit is just... You like that? Fries and ice cream?
I do like sweet and savory, though. I really, really do. Like, I do like... Like, if you put salt on, like, a peanut butter pie or something, oh.
A peanut butter... You put salt on a peanut butter pie.
Like, I'm talking sea salt. I'm not talking, like iodized salt. I'm talking, like, the flaky salt.
Do you like pretzels?
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Yeah, my taste is complete opposite. This is going to be interesting. This is definitely going
to
be interesting.
No, but I will eat whatever you want to. And then one time, like, I want... You know what, though?
What?
You don't like hot stuff, though, do you?
No, I love hot stuff. That's been the issue.
Okay. All right. Can we go to Natalia's on game day? I would rather do that.
Because I don't mind, but what is Natalia's?
I've wanted to take the Natalia's hot soup challenge.
What is Natalia's?
It's in St. Pete.
Okay. And they have a hot soup challenge?
Yes. We talked about food challenge.
Isn't soup already hot as is?
No, but this is like a ramen noodle type soup deal. Okay. And like, there's only been like a handful of people that have been able to finish this bowl of soup.
Is it like large or just super hot?
I mean, it's a pretty big bowl, but it is also hot as Like, I'm just being honest with you.
And I got a sensitive stomach, but a stupid mouth.
That's what we want to do before we go to a hot ass football game. Seriously,
this line is ridiculous to the bathroom.
You know what? Let's scratch that.
Let's do that after the game. How about after the game?
I'm just being dead honest now that I'm looking back at it. That Ray J is like one of the hottest stadiums.
Hell yeah, it is. I hope it's overcast.
To an NFL game. So what I'm trying to say is that let's say the Natalia thing. We'll just do the Wendy's.
Even the Thursday
challenge.
Night game was like a sweat fest. Just nothing but people breathing in humid air.
So let me ask you about that. I don't even know. Do I still have the magazine here? Hold on.
Which one, with Brady?
Yeah, because did you listen to the show today?
Yours? No.
Okay, so Brady, hold on. It is on page 34. Hold on. I want to go over his diet that he does. And I want to see if you think that it is
juicy.
Well, I mean,
is anything surprising? Like, or is this stuff that you think
No, it's really not that surprising. Hold on, I gotta take my glasses off. That's the thing about it, is I can't even fucking see, like, with my glasses
on. Get that LASIK done.
Whatever, I ain't getting no fucking laser shot in my eye.
It burns. You wanna talk about burning? That shit burns.
Alright, so, hold on. Well, that's Jamie Lee Curtis. Do you like Jamie Lee Curtis at all, or no?
Who's Jamie Lee Curtis?
You don't even know who Jamie Lee Curtis
is. I do
is,
by face, not by name.
Wait, where the fuck is the Tom Brady thing at? I just had that.
You know, Tom Brady, he probably magically made all it disappear.
No, what I'm saying, though, is that he... God damn it. Where the hell are you, Tom Brady?
Let me guess. He eats probably 3 eggs. He's probably vegetarian.
He starts off in the morning with, like, a smoothie, okay?
Okay. What type of smoothie? Fruit smoothie? Veggie smoothie?
Well, hold on. Where is it at?
He's fucking lying. I know he's lying.
34? I was on 34, god damn it.
Brady would never give up his secrets. He's lying. Everything he mentioned he ate, just do the opposite of that.
No, I wanted you to see, like, if you think that this is...
Well, smoothie's a good start for in the morning. You know, something light, but also, you know, got some carbs in it.
That is not... 34.
What was you on Sports Illustrated?
Fuck it. No, it's my mom gets the AARP because
why the hell is Brady? because he's getting up there.
But I mean, no, it makes sense because Brady claims that he's going to play until 50.
Oh.
You think that Tom Brady can play until 50?
AARP's reaching a little bit, though. He's still like 42 or something like that. Anything could happen in the next 8 years, but.
Anyways, yeah. he eats a smoothie of like, it's a pumpkin, like fennel seeds.
What is fennel seed? See, this is like shit we can't get.
Okay, and then he like eats a protein bar, but like it doesn't say what type of protein bar. No. Like you can go to the store and get a protein bar, and that shit is the worst food that you could ever eat in your life, health wise. Because
let me see if I can look it up. Let me see if I can find something. Brady's diet.
See if you can find AARP. All right. Tom Brady diet.
So.
He eats at 7 a.m. Smoothie at 7 a.m., 11 a.m. protein bar, then
what time did he get up?
At 7:15 is the smoothie.
Not
okay.
According to Men's Health. He hops up out of bed at 6 a.m. The first thing Brady reaches for is a 20-ounce glass of water infused with electrolytes. He sips his smoothie, which typically contains blueberries, bananas, nuts, and seeds. Pretty normal.
Pumpkin. Yeah, he does have pumpkin in it.
And then he has a 8 a.m. workout. He drinks more electrolytes. Yada, yada, yada. Post-workout protein shake. Brady stresses the importance of hydration and drinks anywhere between 12 to 25 glasses of water a day.
Well, water is very, very important. It is. Well,
yeah, of course.
Okay, but Brady sticks to like a very pescatarian type meal because on diet it says that once a week he'll either have poultry or red meat.
Yeah,
once a week.
That's what they're kind of saying. I'm reading more of it. And it says his favorite routine is the berry
is
banana fish, smoothie.
Is fish and vegetables, like a salad nuts with like salmon or something like hummus that on it. Dark chocolate for dessert, but Brady's thing is that he always leaves bites left on his plate. Do you see what I'm saying? He never finishes it. So think about this, though.
No, that's pretty good. Most people have too big of a portion size anyway.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is think of all those calories that add up. Like, if you don't, like, take that last bite, and that all does add up.
Yeah, but I think he's probably eating more calories than he needs to anyway. You know what I mean?
Okay, so, but dude, do you think, like athletes back in the day, they did not take care of themselves?
Nah, dude, they were like smoking weed and
cigars like
during
during
TV breaks.
Michael smoked cigars all the time, didn't he? Like Jordan, like he did.
Dennis Rodman at Las Vegas at halftime, coming back really quick, gambling.
Like Babe Ruth was getting like fucking pounding beers in the dugout.
Dude,
like,
back then
it was like
what I would think of. Of like a beer league now, like in rec sports, you know, you get like a six pack on a bitch.
But look at Brady though. Like, I mean, have you seen the pictures of the meme that was going around this week was of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady side by side. And they were like, keep in mind, Tom Brady is 8 years older than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
and Aaron Rodgers looked like a fucking heroin dealer.
But you know how you can easily, you know, edit that picture. First of all, it's terrible lighting on one of the two pictures. Another one is Aaron Rodgers probably just got done with a game or something like that. Could have been the winner. You know how that is. They don't look that much like age-wise difference.
So you don't think Brady is...
I mean, Brady looks younger, but that's just... He just, you know, probably a little
good
bit healthier.
Good plastic surgery.
But Aaron Rodgers doesn't look like he's like, you know, super old or anything like that. I mean, they look like they're similar age.
Come on, dude. Have you seen the picture that I've seen, like Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady in looks? Like, I swear to God, like Aaron Rodgers looks like a hitman from the Dick Tracy movies or something. Like, I mean, dead serious.
That's true. But he isn't freaking, that's what happens when you live in Wisconsin versus living here in Florida.
But Tom Brady, though, like, I mean, do you think he has a great plastic surgeon?
I mean, he's dating a supermodel, though. So, I mean, he has Giselle, access.
I mean, he's got perfect kids.
He has access to top of
he
the line.
He probably sleeps in a hyperbolic chamber.
No, Brady, I've been telling everybody this. Brady has, he does
he's
something.
He's a vampire. He's a vampire. He's
no.
He's drinking virgin baby's blood.
He's doing something so appalling that, like, if it ever got out, it would just be the end.
Do you believe in the Illuminati, like, you know, blood sacrifice?
I mean, think about
stuff.
Like stuff like Michael Jackson or like
blood sacrifice. Like, you know,
I don't think that. I don't think anything like that crazy. I just think it's going to be something shocking. Like he eats kids or something.
Who was that girl that was on American Idol that from Chicago that had all the family members die? Like they all said that she was a part of the Illuminati.
Fantasia?
No,
Kelly Clarkson.
Jennifer Hudson.
Oh,
I think.
All her family members died after she won.
Yeah, like she did. Like I think her sister and her mom like were all killed, and like something. I could be wrong.
They got murdered.
Yeah, they were murdered.
Murdered. Terrific family. Jennifer Hudson is known as yada yada yada. However, her success did not come without a loss. In 2008, Jennifer's family was shot and killed by someone that were close to them.
Thank
crazy.
You. Like, I'm just saying, like, everybody talks about the blood sacrifices. And look at Hova, you know,
yeah,
Hova with
but
the
like,
diamond.
Okay,
the
so,
diamond cutter,
but what about people
you know?
Who are like Elon Musk? And like, what are we talking? What about like the world billionaires and stuff? I mean, we're talking about multi-millionaires.
You don't think
yes.
that they've killed people to be able to get where they're at?
Going to
like,
warn
shit. I'm just being honest. Like you don't. Think
yeah, but
that
I thought. I thought
stuff.
With the Illuminati, I thought you had to lose something, not you kill something. You know what I mean?
You know how do we know? Like Elon's from South Africa. Like he could have easily like yeah, killed true. Off one of his family members or something. Like look at Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. Like I mean,
you lost somebody too. But that's
yeah,
like,
well, I'm not saying, but he's from South Africa as well, too. So what I'm saying is if you're from one of those like weird countries, like
you can get away with shit.
You can get away with it. Yeah. Like Richard Branson from England, like, you know, like he could have easily like killed off some people.
I know, like in England, I feel like you can do a crime and they would just be like, don't do that again. You know what I mean? Like that's the punishment. Just don't do it again, please.
Yeah, exactly. So and then like you look like, you know, like Elon, like. You know, the other thing that I've been reading about is like all the stuff that's going on. Like, have you been reading about all the stuff that's going on in
the
Pacific? Well, the Pacific area, though. Okay, here, I'll give you an example. North Korea shot off a ballistic missile. South Korea was like, oh, you're going to shoot off one.
Right.
We're going to shoot off a ballistic missile. Now, China says that our aircraft carriers got too close to their country. So now they're sending an aircraft carrier to Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
You know, and now the Navy's been saying, like, well, we've already known that. You guys have been having Chinese submarines off the coast of Hawaii. And China's been trying to build this island in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah, I saw that on Vice one time, like, years ago.
So what I'm trying to say is, like, this could easily like ramp up to like okay.
And
here,
all these billionaires are
thing.
Going to space all of a sudden, you know, like uh-oh.
Well, what I'm trying to say is did you see that America gave Australia like 20 submarines like free and clear? Like they just said
here. Free. They probably on leases.
Well, I mean, okay, still
here,
on leases.
You can lease these submarines only if you do some spying for us.
Well, yeah, like if things pop off, we need you to have our back, you know. So what I'm trying to say, though, is that, you know, like everybody's talked about this thing that's called mutual destruction.
Right.
You know what mutual destruction is.
Right,
like,
it's like they shoot us,
like,
we shoot them.
Like, and the thing is that I know, like, it only takes a nuke to like devastate a country, okay? So
it'll do worse than that.
Well, but what I'm trying to say though is like you can take all the countries in the world and combine all the nukes that they have, and America still has twice
Twice as many. Yeah. What's the second most? Russia?
Like China or Russia. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say, though, is that you can pit all the countries that have nuclear power or capabilities, and America still has twice as many as they do.
Let me ask you this. So say if, I mean, obviously I would never want this to happen, but say if the United States and China decide to go to war, maybe something happened, they decide to go to war. Well, are you supposed to follow the rules of, like, their first, you know, move wouldn't be to, all right, we're shooting a nuke.
Are you talking about wars of engagement? Okay, well, I've talked to, and you know who my producer is, right? Mm-hmm. Mr. Vulture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he knows a few things about the military. Okay. Think about this. Okay. It is impossible, even though we have the better technology,
right,
out of all the other countries. But think about this, though. Okay. Here in the United States, we have 340 million people.
Yeah.
China has about 2 billion people.
So
what I'm trying to say is that an invasion of the United States going into China is not possible.
Yeah, but they also have 2 billion people who are crammed together. Okay. You know, it's just, I feel like, not statistically, but, you know, strategy wise, if you did bomb mainland China or something like that, like, you would kill way more people with one bomb.
Okay, but
versus
but
one bomb in, you know, the U.S.
But what I'm trying to say, though, is that here in the United States is that we have talked about, we've been fighting in the desert for the past, 20, 25
forever.
Years.
Yeah.
And they have all decided now everything is going to the Pacific coast, like Pacific fighting. And now think about this, how it all lines up, you know, like. And, you know, in the ghettos or whatever, when you have beefs, you got your crew, right?
Me and my
crew.
You
got your crew, right? Like, you, I mean, you got your
boys. Yeah, you got your boys, you know, you got your, right? You know, even people who don't even know you, they just live
there.
Okay,
but yeah. But I mean, all right, look at how this lines up. Okay. So you got North Korea, you would have China, and most likely Russia that would be on one side. Okay.
Right.
Now, even though Japan, you want to know what the fucked up thing is that
they don't know what side to be on.
We basically dropped the sun on Japan twice. Like no, we
Can you forgive us, please?
Yeah, we dropped Fat Boy and Little Man, which was the name of the two bombs we dropped on them. But they would have our sides because they hate North Korea. So we would.
But
have,
do they hate North Korea more than they hated us?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Okay.
Because all the ballistic missile tests that North Korea is shooting off
is either
landing near the coast on one side or going over the country. You see what I'm saying? So Japan
is North Korea doing? Like, if you Japan, you got to, like, I'll put the hammer
down. Japan's like, why the fuck are you shooting off your space junk at us at the moment? Okay. So we would have Japan. We would have South Korea. Now,
okay, cool.
We already got Australia's got our back because we gave them like 20
howdy,
subs.
Mate.
Yeah. Okay. Howdy, mate. And let's be honest, though. The guys that live in the outback are the ones that you want on your side, right? Like,
yeah, like those are the paratroopers.
Yeah, those are the ones that, like, every deadliest animal you can think of is on the continent of Australia. Like, so those are the guys that you want on your side, like Crocodile Dundee.
Right.
Remember,
they would even take the submarine. They would just swim for Australia to China.
Australia would be like, all right, mate, let's pit some of these Japs or these Asians on a Barbie and let's go.
You're about
them.
To get demonetized.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to get demonetized, but I don't give a damn. I'm
what
sorry.
What do you got against Asians?
I don't have anything. I'm just saying. I mean, I think we have the rights to say the J word after they attacked us. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, we got about a 100-year buffer. When was Pearl Harbor? 19? 19.
It was like, it was like 40s. 40s? So we still,
so you get 100 years. Yeah.
So we're still good to go on that one. And then England, England's always got our back.
I know, but I feel like England has our back in a way that like an annoyed older sister would have your back. Like, oh, I guess.
The thing about it is that's the other weird thing is like all these people that got our backs are ones that we beaten in wars. You see what I'm saying? Like
slaves.
We beat England when we were a bunch of farmers, like living in the United States during the original.
Didn't even know which way was east or west. Oh,
yeah, we didn't even know. And we, a bunch of farmers, beat the United Kingdom because France hated England so much that France helped us out. But then in turn, France became a bunch of pussies.
Yep.
And we've had to bail France out so many different times.
I know. Here's the Statue of Liberty, a token of our appreciation.
Oh, yes. Would you like a croissant? Would you like to go see the...
Pierre Escargot from all of that?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is maybe France might help us out, but we can't count on France.
Exactly. They're maybe. They're a plus one, maybe.
But I think a lot of people in Europe would.
Wait,
really,
what about my African brothers? We got to.
I mean, who in Africa is going to support us? They're going to be like, fuck America. They enslaved us.
We wouldn't even know that we went to war. It's like, what happened?
It would be like, who cares?
You get the news like 20 years later, like, yes, that was that.
Have you ever thought about this? I mean, am I the only Caucasian that's ever thought about this? Is that most of the hurricanes that ravage the United States start from Africa? No, I'm being dead ass serious.
All that picture is a giant like Ken and Ryu just Hadouken hurricanes over to the United
States. Yeah, he's just like Hadouken, and it's just like tropical waves coming off of Africa.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
And the thing is that all the Saharan dust has actually been like stopping most of the hurricanes from happening. So yeah. You didn't know that? The Saharan dust has been carried across the Atlantic.
Earth
that's
is weird,
been,
man.
It's
always like strange shit. Well, it's not strange, I guess. It's always happening, but it's just stuff
that goes on
that you don't know about.
There's only one continent in the whole world that's only been hit by one hurricane and its whole entire existence. Can you guess?
Antarctica? Was that right?
No, Antarctica has been hit by way more, but it's one continent that has only been hit by one tropical cyclone.
Australia.
No, Australia gets hit by tropical cyclones all the time. South America.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like that makes kind of sense.
Well, do you want to know why? It's because of this effect. I cannot remember the Coriolis. Yeah, Coriolis effect.
It's like the wind.
Because
it's like,
it's because everything changes when you get south of the equator.
Yeah, I watched like some documentary on that. They were talking about it. They were saying something like
That's why all the cyclones you see, like California, has rarely ever been hit by a cyclone because everything goes from east to west.
Yeah, but it's like, but it doesn't matter where you live, though. You're going to be like susceptible to something, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, is that your mic?
No,
all right,
I'm good. Am I good?
Sorry, no, I thought my headphone came out for a second there.
No, but. So back to World War III. I know this is very dark talking about it.
Someone's like, wait, what? We at war?
but think about this, though. If everything does pop off, Iran is going to jump in on the whole net.
They probably jump right on our backs.
Okay, yeah, but you know who is going to like definitely jump in is Israel.
I don't know, man. They might bail.
No.
Me and the boys been thinking.
Israel is looking for any reason to go to war. to go to war with.
We just bought all these brand new jets. We need to use these.
Any of the Muslims, any of the Muslim countries in the world, like Israel.
Can you imagine if Israel has like a person like in high school, like this big bully, like what Germany said? No. What?
Tell me about this. So, Israel, though, do you realize that everybody in Israel, no matter if you're a man or a woman, has to do 4 years in the military?
Yeah, I knew that.
But I mean, I actually think that's a good thing, though.
That doesn't mean you're going, you know, to war, obviously.
But
it gets you
ready. Israel has one of the best air forces in the whole world per capita.
They have to, though.
No, but what I'm trying to say, though, is that like the United States actually had to like tap Israel on the shoulder one time and say, hey, you got to chill out here because you just beat Egypt in 7 days.
You make us look bad.
Yeah, like no, they basically, because if we would have let Israel like loose and let them do whatever they want to do,
mm-hmm.
they would have taken over the whole Middle East. Like, I mean, we would have never had to worry about any of that shit. You see what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
Israel would have like they just would have been like, you know what, we're done.
Yeah. So wait, maybe it's a bad thing that they're there.
But now that I look at it, though, like Palestine really did get a raw deal, though, too. Though, I mean, I look at it both ways. Like, I mean, okay, Palestine like had that land. Okay, Palestine had that land, and then after like World War II,
mm-hmm.
like they were like, all right, oh, we're gonna give the Jews this land right here. And we don't care about the Palestine people. And they just basically like moved in. It was basically like what happened you know, when they not segregation, but like what did they call it, like when they would move like black families out of certain areas?
Well, it's not gentrification.
Yes, gentrification. They okay. straight up did gentrification in the Middle East.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I wonder how that went, though. Like, you just...
They're like, hey, the Jews, they lost 6 million people during World War II.
Can they stay here for a little bit?
Yeah, can they chill here? Because the Germans really fucked them over. So
yeah, but you would think you would have put, you know, displaced Jews as far away from Europe as possible. You know, like maybe South Africa.
Middle East is not that bad, though. I mean, come on. Like, I mean, have you seen what's been happening in South
hookah,
Africa, though?
Hookah,
I know that we're getting really, really, we're getting really, really deep on stuff, but the South African farm murders that have happened, and I can understand why the South Africans would be pissed because of the apartheid and stuff, but, like, I mean, the brutalization of the whites in South America have been through the roof.
In South America?
No, South Africa. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's... Well, South Africa is kind of weird to me. You know, it's just that... I was going to say something a little racist, but I'm not.
I mean, have you seen any of Neil Blomkamp's movies?
No, I have not.
The guy that did District 9. You never saw District
9? Yeah,
yeah,
I saw District 9. That was a good movie.
And what about the movie Chappie with the robot police people?
Yeah, that was based out of South Africa too.
That
it
was
makes it
South
seem
Africa.
Like, it makes
and
it seem
had,
like it's kind of brutal, right?
It's a very like one of the most dangerous places
really
in the world. Yes,
in
like
South
yes, yes.
Well, Charlize,
yes.
What's her name? Charlize Theron. She's from there.
She's from there. Trevor Noah's from South Africa.
They can't be from there and that place be brutal. They're too nice of people as representatives, you know?
I mean, come on. They're all white. Trevor Noah might as well be white. I mean, if I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to be like a dick or anything, but I mean,
he's like,
have you noticed?
What's the other guy?
Noticed?
Lemon?
Yeah. I have you noticed how Trevor Noah, like when he first started on The Daily Show, like he was like clean cut. Mm-hmm. Like he had the like
haircut
really tight
every day.
Fade. He had
suit
the tight
tie.
Fade. Yep. But now, like, during the pandemic, like, he's letting, like, the straight up, like black power fro, like, growing. No, I don't, I have no problem with
that. He's cool. I mean, he's a comedian, right? He's funny.
Yeah,
to his,
no, he's
his
great,
crowd,
but
I
mean, I don't know. Like, speaking of comedians, like, did you, like, the passing of Norm Macdonald
have
any effect on you at all?
Not really, but it sucked still because I, you know, I remember seeing him in SNL and movies and stuff like that.
But,
he was comparable to, like, what's the guy in Step Brothers? Not Will Ferrell, the other one.
Oh, John C. McReilly?
Yeah, see, he's on that level.
Okay, but, like, you got to think about this. So, without Norm Macdonald, Artie Lang would have never been on the Stern Show.
But of
Norm,
course, though.
But Norm, though, like, I play this. I got demonetized on yesterday's episode. Like,
what happened?
Which really, really pissed me off. Because, you know, like, all these people, they do these reaction videos.
Uh-huh.
And I was playing, like, a one-minute clip of a joke that Norm Macdonald told, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, the audio that I got this from was from another YouTube account that had no association with Norm Macdonald. But I had to watch a commercial to get this clip. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it really, really just pisses me off. But the joke goes that, and keep in mind, this joke was done while Norm was battling cancer, okay?
Okay.
And he goes in the joke, he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, what happened to the day where people would just say, you know, he was old and he died? You know, it's all now, he fought a brave battle, but lost his battle with cancer. And then Norm goes into this whole thing. He was like, yeah, like, how would that be? Like, people think you're a coward. Like, you just gave up because you were in a battle with cancer. You know, so, like, he's going through this and everybody is just laughing their asses off.
But it's true, though.
But nobody knows that Norm is battling cancer at the time. And then he's like, at the end, he's like, you know, the way that I see it is like, when you die, the cancer dies. So it's not like you lost your battle.
It was a
if
draw.
This was a boxing match, it was a draw.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know, when I die, cancer, you know, jumps out of my body and is like, where's his wife? I beat him, I get to fuck his wife or whatever, you know.
And like, cancer is literally like you. It technically is you. It's just
yeah,
fucked
you,
up.
It's just growing it's just more cells.
Up. Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. It's too much of you at one time. That's
yeah.
We'll go with
so,
that.
But think about that though, and then it makes me think about Chadwick Boseman.
He had prostate, right?
Colon cancer.
Oh,
like,
shit. Now you got me scared, Tuttle. Now you got me a little scared. Maybe I shouldn't.
Well, I've already told you about black men having problems.
Is it just
with...
black men? That's it.
I mean, yeah. You got to think about the heart. Heart disease is more prevalent with African Americans.
Should we even do the burger challenge if that's the
sickle,
case?
Sickle cell anemia.
Oh, man, you're scaring me. Stop it. Stop.
Colon cancer, you know, it's like.
What does that feel like, by the way, know, colon cancer?
It's just a black mass in your gut, like, and you basically just. Crap diarrhea all the time.
Okay, I don't have colon cancer then. Okay, I'm good.
Wait, you don't spray diarrhea at all?
No.
Whatever,
I mean, when I
dude,
have it.
I smelled your dookie, and that's no way that's our duke.
Dude, that is grade A premium doo-doo that you're smelling right there.
No, whatever.
I could grow some weed plants out of that if I wanted
to. It's like a cow patty, right? It's like, it's definitely a cow patty.
Oh man, it's getting better though. Yeah,
I'm probably just gonna tell Vulture not to even post this on YouTube.
Boy, you're not gonna get in trouble.
I mean, I'm walking on eggshells right now. Though it's just it's
yeah,
like
true.
I don't even know what to do. Like, I don't want to go.
Are they that? Are they that? Like, are they that strict?
I mean, yesterday
like, what
was
are the
first
rules?
Show.
What are the rules?
The first show that I got completely demonetized on.
And what did they do? Did they send you like an email saying, hey, you violated, you know, our terms and whatnot?
Yeah, copywritten material.
Oh, yeah, but you can.
Because
they don't really listen to what
you
say.
Joke, but I did not play the whole Norm McDonald joke. I was like every 30 seconds jumping in and leaving a comment.
Okay. Damn, how does that pick
So what I'm trying
up?
To say is, how do the people get away with doing the reaction videos?
I think you have, did you put, this is not my video or whatever? You know, some people say this is not my music in the background.
None of those guys do that.
I think they do. And at least the,
there's this guy I follow all the time.
Or I do not own rights to this clip.
Whatever. I just think it's goddamn ridiculous. God, in
now
my
get,
opinion.
Now you gotta get a YouTube lawyer. Shit.
No, it's like I mean, like I'll talk to you. Like I'm getting my first YouTube check, and like I'm completely shocked for the amount of money that it's gonna be.
Hey, you gotta keep it going, man. You gotta keep that shit going.
But I don't want to ruin it. That's,
yeah,
that's
but they should be more
I'm
clear with you
careful.
About like what's allowed and what's not allowed.
And then I also think that Spotify is censoring me.
Why would they do that?
Well, there were two shows that they did not air, and then they uploaded yesterday's show, but the two previous shows they did not upload.
You need to check on that. I mean, it could have been an accident, right? Or some on your part.
Oh,
I mean,
it's always on
works.
Me. Oh, it's always on
it's not
me.
Not on you,
like,
but
I
why would they skip two episodes? What was different
all?
About those than the other ones?
I don't know, man. Like, you know that they've edited Joe Rogan, right? Like, Joe Rogan got paid $100 million to go to Spotify, and they've edited some of his shows.
Yeah, that's
here,
fine.
Hold on.
Listen,
I got something for you. Hold on, hold
you
on.
You pay me
on.
$100 million. You can literally show my face and just no sound at all. What was that?
That was me farting in the microphone. Sorry.
Okay, you're probably going to get demonetized for this episode.
Sorry. I mean,
sure.
Did you hear that? Did
yeah,
you hear
I heard
that
it.
At all?
It's not like you're whistling.
Man, that stinks. Like, guy, I've been eating a lot of pickled beet eggs, too, man.
Well, listen, if you keep talking to that Trinity and Tobago girl, that's you're going to be feeling like that all the time.
What should I do? Like, what should I do? I think she is, like, down to
you gotta listen, put her on
DTF.
Listen,
she's
you
definitely
can you put her
DTF.
On. Are you gonna put her on? You gotta put her on a show.
I don't know. Like,
why not?
We like,
do like speed dating.
She sounds very like Jamaican, like she's got big,
Jamaican?
Like,
no, bad one. Like, what, she just like moved she, in?
Yeah, she did. Like, okay, she got big, like big, but like she's big got old. Like she's got she's big she's old. Got three kids all over 18. Okay.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Like,
they look, can they fight?
Do
they
is,
look like
though.
They can fight?
I don't know. I haven't seen any of them. But, like, I'm not even interested. But what I'm saying, though, is, like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Like,
well, she has three kids, like, over 18. So she's at least 12.
50, I think. Right? Like, 50, right?
No, she's at least, like, 40, probably.
40, like, but I'm in my 40s. So,
well, it's
Trinidad
and Tobago. They have kids young, like, 18. So
yeah,
three,
I've heard like 15,
so 16, 20, 18, 38. So yeah, she's between 38 and 40. I think, well, if they're at least over 18, I think math wise, she'd at least have to be the youngest she could probably be is 36, 37.
I don't know.
Or we just ask her.
Anyways. let's wrap this thing up. Ciroc, tell people how they can check out weekly review.
Of course,
I know
of
that
course.
You guys were talking about the iPhone 13.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit. Don't
week.
Buy it. It's a great phone, actually, but just if you have any iPhone
I
in the past 5 years,
I,
don't buy this one.
I always go every other, or you know, like I never go back,
yeah,
to,
go
back,
back
years
to back
of getting new phones. I just refuse to do it.
You know what's scary, though? I hate it even saying that out loud because I feel like, you know, I have an iPhone next to me and I have a MacBook I'm on right now. Like, they're listening. And they'll probably, like, put a virus on my shit or something. You gotta be careful. Siri, oh, shit. Siri and Alexa are always listening. Yeah. And what's the other one?
Have you ever noticed, like, you'll talk about stuff? Like,
it pops
I've talked
up.
About stuff with you and then I'll start getting ads like on Facebook.
Listening.
Or like no, I dude, you think like I'm not bullshitting you on this stuff. It is the God honest truth. It is.
Yeah, it listens to you. Like keywords. Just like how like Google, you can put in keywords. You ever like think about something and it still pops up? Like that's what it gets freaky.
I have. That's what it gets scary.
I think because like say you'll say something, like if I was like I don't know, I want a new microphone or something, right? Say if I said it now and then I didn't look at my phone until
like,
tomorrow.
Oh, Rode microphone, you'll be again like buy this microphone or da 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 da.
Amazon pops up like, we think you may like this. You bitch, yes, I like that. How did you know? Oh my God. Lexi, you're a great girlfriend.
Anyways, tell people how they can check out the weekly review.
Yeah, of
podcast.
Course. You check it on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or iTunes, same thing. Just type in the weekly review, or it may be easier to type in my name, Serac, which is S-E-R-A-K. I know, unfortunately, it's not spelled like the liquor, but I promise you, I taste way better. Boom. I think I almost bit my tongue that time because I put my new Invisalign trays in and it's giving me like that, you know, that.
Yeah, you're getting those Steve sloppy. Harvey teeth. You're getting those Steve Harvey teeth.
Survey says. No, okay. Should I practice right
you
now?
You know what, though?
Name the top five.
I do want to talk to you about this because Steve Harvey, he got a lot of flack about this. And I see a lot of this interview going around talking about how men and women cannot be friends. Not.
Wait, he said that?
Yeah. Like,
I guess so.
It's not the women's fault, but men in general, because if a man is given that opportunity.
What, to smash?
With a woman to smash with a woman that is a friend. The guy's gonna take that opportunity.
No, I don't think so. Not all the
time.
Or
they're at least thinking about it.
Well, yeah, who isn't? Shit. Did I say that loud?
Yeah, exactly. But am I being right or am I being wrong? Like,
yeah, but
I,
the girls think it's
I
the same.
I kind of agree with him, though.
It's the same on the other end.
No, it's not. No,
right.
Like women.
It's 60-40 at least.
It's definitely more one-sided than the other.
80-20?
Like, you got to admit that. Like, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, but I think that's because with guys, though, like, regardless,
because
you being a male.
DNA, we are,
exactly.
We have to spread our seed.
Exactly.
That's it. It's not that we're bad people. It's just
it's the testosterone.
Or DNA.
Exactly.
No, it's that primordial ooze in the back of our brain. That just tells us you need to try something.
Impregnate. Worst thing that can happen, we can always just go home and put on Pornhub. Like, exactly. That's a great idea. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Did you ever check out Shush Time?
What is it?
Shush Time.
Shush Time?
Yes. shoosh.com.
All right, hold on. Give me a second. I have to go incognito just in case.
I told you about this last time we talked.
shushtime.com.
shushtime? Yeah.
Shushtime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is, wait a minute. What's this? See, these are the ones that don't do, like, the, oh, yeah, they do. Like, you ever been to the sites where, like, they don't do, like, the...
No, they do whole videos.
The preview.
Yeah. They do whole
just over.
Man, I keep don't harming
you,
the
you,
mic.
You find
you
a good video,
it
doesn't skip. Like, it just freezes. Oh. Just
man,
time.
My mic smells like my ass because I've been farting in it so much.
Farting on a mic?
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be now. Like, when you go get, like, a checkup, like, it's all virtual now. Doc's going to be like, all right, go ahead. Fart into the mic for me. Smell healthy to me.
Smells great.
Thanks, Doc.
Did you ever see that movie, the one that had Dax Shepard in it. Remember with the guy where he gets like, he goes in like this little chamber and wakes up like 1,000 years in the future and like everybody has become dumb.
And
Terry Crews is the president.
Yeah,
was
the president. Oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Idiocracy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And he's like, what, you guys got a problem? And he breaks out a machine gun while he's speaking to the Congress, yeah. And he just starts, like, firing it off.
That's how shit is going to be pretty soon. Watch. It's just going to be mayhem.
And I will end it on this. You know, Terry Crews has been a part of that whole, like, Me Too movement.
You know, I told you this before, but he was good friends in college with my uncle. They used to play football together.
Okay, but like, do you believe, like, a guy that is as big and dominant as he is would be able to be taken advantage of?
I mean, no, but he could probably be, like, drugged or some shit.
No, you know. Whatever, dude. Like,
it's a horse tranquilizer. You can shoot him with a horse tranquilizer.
Bullshit.
No, I mean, I don't know. Who's the chick?
I don't know who the chick was. I'm just saying.
What, like, Xena Warrior Princess?
I'm just saying that the guy was... All right, hold on. Sorry. I was looking for something here. What I'm trying to say, though, is that he claims that a producer grabbed him by his balls and his penis.
And it was a chick, right?
No, it was a dude.
Oh, shit, it was a dude? Yeah, Terry Crews would have punched him in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just don't get that. So, I think that Terry Crews probably was like, okay, like, all right, if this is what I got to do to
you know what? He probably, and I pray to God, I hope Terry Crews never listens to this, because please don't kill me, but he probably was, like, confused, if you know what I mean.
Like, he would never think in a million years that somebody would, like, fondle
No. I think he may have thought he was gay or bi.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, like, it probably wasn't as bad as at the time. And then he was like, all right, I'm straight now. And then he thinks about it. He's like, oh, shit, I got raped or, you know, molested.
My favorite moment of Terry Crews was in the movie White Chicks. Do you remember that when the... that 1,000 Miles song comes on by that very
making my way downtown.
I'm living a bit. And he's just like going off and he knows the whole thing. But like, how does he have control over his muscles the way he does? Like,
well, he has like 3% body fat. So,
but he can like flex. You ever seen those old Spice? Dude,
yeah, I can do that. Old Spice, flex your boobs.
But the Old Spice commercials that he would do were like so weird and just way out there. Did you ever see the one where like he played the band where he had like the little electrodes like on his muscles and he would like flex them and he could be like drums, bass, fire.
What was Old Spice's like deal? Like they, why was their shit so weird?
Oh, it was like they were all smoking weed. Like
even
their
new guy is kind of, he's not as funny as Terry Crews.
Well, they had the good-looking black dude that was like, you know, like very suave, and he was like, I'm the Old Spice man. And,
wait, he's Terry Crews was before him, right?
I think Terry Crews might have been after him.
I know who you're talking about, like the. He looks like if there was a black version of the Dos Equis guy, it'd be him.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I think he was after Terry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to put this one on YouTube.
Yeah, just cut it in half.
I don't know. Anyway, Ciroc, I appreciate the conversation.
No problem.
Oh, how long did we even talk for tonight? I don't even know.
I own my timestamp. Like 1:10.
God damn. Let's get out of here. Good.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to post this tomorrow. I love you, buddy, and I appreciate the time. And I look forward to hanging out with you on October
2 weeks.
10th.
Three weeks, actually. Whatever.
You know, my dad's memorial party is on the 9th. So,
oh, shit. I want to go to that.
I mean, if you want to drive all the way over,
should I just tell people I'm Terry Crews? Just bust up there.
Yeah, you're like, yo, I'm Terry Crews. I'm from America's Got Talent, yo.
Actually, I think I just got a Halloween costume idea. Just buy a whole bunch of Old Spice, take my shirt off, and just flex my pecs.
Yeah, and then just have like Sarah Bareilles or whatever her name is, that did 1,000 miles, whatever her name was.
Making
just
my way downtown.
Down. Yeah, you remember that video where she's on like the back of the flatbed truck?
Yeah, with a piano.
She's just playing the piano.
What if you saw that? Like, what the hell? That has to be a fucking.
What did you think
hazard.
About the Wayans brothers playing a bunch of white chicks?
I think that was hilarious. That was hilarious. They couldn't do it now, though.
I mean, they did a really good job. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
I wish they still like did movies together.
Did you ever remember the movie that the one Wayans brother did where like he was doing the drug trial and like he would have the senses, but like he would lose like some of the other senses, like he would go blind for a minute. Yeah, yeah, it was. It was. I forget.
Older brother or younger brother?
It was it was the youngest one. The ones that was in the scary movies.
Marlon.
That was, no, it wasn't Marlon. Marlon was the bald-headed one, right?
No, Marlon is the one with like his hair kind of looked like
that,
mine.
That, yeah.
No,
the,
that's Sean. Sean is the one that kind of looks like me a little bit. Marlon is his twin. Or not twin, but his
paternal Anyways. Twin. But do you remember the one that Kadeem Hardison did with him where they were in the basketball tournament?
Yeah.
Where
yes.
Where Kadeem Hardison died and it was like,
yeah,
was
that
ghost,
was that above
was
the rim?
Like, no, that was not
that
above
was
the rim. Do you remember one last thing? God damn it. We'll keep talking forever. But like, I remember like it was so, we were so posers as white kids growing up. But, like, when the movie, like, Menace to Society came out, like, all me and my wife friends, we were like, yeah, Menace to Society.
I thought you guys were going to be like, yeah, you know, let's just stay white.
No, Juice. The movie Juice with Tupac, remember?
Yeah, that was okay.
Omar Epps in. It was okay.
Not
you,
compared
man,
to that, Menace to Society and like, Boys in the Hood, then not even close.
Boys in the Hood was up there too, but like us as white kids, we were like, yeah, what up, yo? We were like, we saw Menace to Society and Boys in the Hood, and then we saw Juice.
And then we see Ninja Turtles and Vanilla Ice changed my life forever.
Yeah,
go Ninja,
go Ninja, go Ninja, go, go Ninja, go Ninja, go. And then what's his face? The big black dude from Death Row, like hung, held up Vanilla off of balcony to get
that's
the rights.
Fucking, that's crazy. That dude is like, can you imagine working for somebody like that? Imagine if Vulture was like that, just like just hanging people over
the
balcony.
Could, because he was actually like a true killer. Like me, he could hang me and you off of a balcony, like. And be like, yo, all your podcasting rights is going to me, bitch.
Sir, yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Where do I sign?
Yeah. Fuck you, motherfucker.
See, I'm honestly not confrontational, so he would even have to get that far. He'd be like, hey, yo, I'm taking all the rights. I'm like, all right.
I'm not taking it all. Like, you get like 40, I get 60.
Yeah, like, nah,
and I get all the back end.
I just want, you know, free food. That's it. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just want that Wendy's chicken
nugget,
bacon.
Chicken nugget, bacon sandwich.
And bacon and beef sandwich with the barbecue sauce on top of it.
I just want the patent to my sandwich. That is all I'm asking for. You can have everything else.